I wrote like I talk. I use too many words. So at least when I'm writing, especially once I was not using stencils, I could edit myself. I could just stream it all out onto paper and then retype it in an edited form. That's funny. I'm sitting in front of my laptop going, yeah, that's right. We had to just retype it. But anyways, that's how I would do it. And yeah, it was a lot of community and word of mouth. And then when somebody who had a bigger magazine like Greg Shaw or Paul Williams with Crawdaddy, who became a friend of mine, and Dave Marsh, I think, and Cream a couple times authorized people to write about fanzines. I don't think Dave did, but Cream did. And, you know, that was a deal changer when suddenly $200 bills would show up in envelopes. My initial circulation, I was printing because I was printing by hand, you know, I was making like 100 copies and hoping that someday I'd get rid of them. By the time I got to offset printing, I had to make their minimums, which were usually a few hundred. Even though it was a small little company in Midland, they still weren't going to turn a printing press on for 50 copies or 100 copies or something. So I would print a few hundred. I never got past more than 1,000. That issue that you pictured with the MC5 with Fred Smith on it, I believe I had 1,000 copies of.